Warning! The Chit Show podcast may contain explicit or vulgar material that might not be suitable for work, people with thin skin, or those under the age of 18. So you've been warned. Thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting. Thank you for sharing. And welcome to the Chit Show.
Bamboozled. Done it again. You know the fucking vibes.
Names don't mean shit.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
What is your name, Butch? What does it mean? I'm American, honey. Our names don't mean shit.
Ooh. This is true. Well. You know the fucking vibes. Oh, yeah. You know the fucking vibes. And in the spirit of the season that we are now officially in, here we go. You know the fucking vibes, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go, hey! You know we love Tuxedo. Hey!
Spirits up, oh yeah. We're here tonight, tonight. Ooh, and that's enough.
What the fuck we doing, Danny? What we doing?
Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
Hey!
Simply having a wonderful Christmas
time. Finally here, ladies and gentlemen.
The party's on.
The season you all love. And hate at the same damn time.
Feelings here, right here.
Love you, John Lennon.
Shouts out to our retail workers. Shouts out to our people who work for fundraisers and charities. All you cheery motherfucking people. All the small people. Getting all those jobs that you've been waiting for. All the cons are done. Now's your time of the year. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 97 of the Chit Show podcast. I am your boy, the man, the myth, the legend, sometimes an okay fella, Leo, aka DJ Brute, aka the Innoxious Motherfucker, on your earwaves.
What's up, fuckers?
You know the fucking vibes.
You know the vibes, them Christmas vibes, damn it. It's back. Mariah Carey has risen from her grave.
Get the gun, Carter.
We are fucked, ladies and gentlemen. Fucked. But damn it, isn't a joyful, cheery-ass fuck that we've been fucked with.
Yes.
Either way, we're fucked. It's Christmas time! And to celebrate this new season of the world and the Chit Show podcast, I am, of course, joined by my co-host, my brother, a man, a myth, and a legend himself, and president of the newly reborn We're Working On It Network, Danny, a.k.a. Danko.
Yeah!
How's it going?
Reborn, back from the ashes.
Yes, like the phoenix, he and others have risen.
It's stuffing season.
And like the gentle tortoise, I have gone nowhere. What's up, buddy? How you doing? How you feeling?
I'm good. I'm great. You know what? It's good. You know, like you just said, things have been going well. Being reborn.
Yes.
Untitled Mixtape is in full force, as I had mentioned before. And,
shut your mouth! Flowers. I'm sorry, I gotta show love to the fam and the squads. Untitled Mixtape is back, you heard it, tell us some more!
It's just, it's good. Everyone was excited to record again, which, I don't know, there's always this underlying fear of not getting other people's excitement, but they were hyped. We've got a full schedule. Woo! I'm so excited, and I've been working tirelessly on scripts and research, and but it, damn it, does not feel good. It feels great. So just expect more, and yeah, of course, the Chit Show, fucking thriving as ever.
Hey! You
can't forget about the Chit Show.
We're still here, and, baby.
You know, hopefully, I don't know. We've been talking about it, but EZXP may be coming back. If that's the case,
what?
I'm dropping out of the podcast because it'll probably be EZXP because I think they work really well together, and I would love to be part of all three. But blech. No, I don't want to. I don't want to do that to me. But yeah, EZXP. We've been talking about ways of getting someone else and doing that gaming podcast, so that'll be fun. And then I'll actually be a real president. That'd be dope.
Danny Cardona, 2022 president of the We're Working On It Network.
My gift to you is content.
That, ooh, I like Merry that. Christmas. Merry Christmas, ladies and gentlemen.
Merry Christmas.
It's Christmas.
Merry Chrysler.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Well, excuse me. I'm glad you are doing well. Oh, yeah, baby. There's more where that came from. You sound like you are battered. But you did it from achieving victory.
Yes. Some exciting stuff, honestly. Yes. We'll get into later. But
like, you're beaten, you're worn, but it's because you just won the war.
There's nothing hotter than content creation. That's a tip
this
from
is,
me.
This is true. He's got all the Twitch honeys, just beating down his email inbox and bit counter.
You can email us at untitledmixtapepodcast@gmail.com.
Actually,
yeah.
untitledmixtape@gmail.com. Hit them up. Tell them how shit their opinions are on all this music that they listen to.
Oh, fuck, I thrive off haters. It's my kink.
If Danny were Superman, those emails and comments are his sunshine.
That's my yellow sun.
There you go.
Kryptonite is good comments. I hate them. I'm like, I'm doing something wrong.
Who the fuck do these people think they are complimenting me? You better tell me. You better let that hatred free. Let the hate flow. You got hate in your heart. Let it out. Y power. Good shit, man. Keep it up.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
How's everything with you, dog?
Things are fantastic. As mentioned, and as y'all already know, we just had Thanksgiving. Hey. I am thankful. I am thankful for our listeners. I am thankful for our supporters. I am thankful for our friends, our family, the loves of our life, the people in our corners, and the loves in our heart. We are, call it blessed, call it lucky, call it privileged, call it whatever the fuck, but we are privileged to live the way we do with the awesome people in our lives. I was very thankful this year. Very thankful. We had a lovely dinner. Danny was there.
I was there.
Danny was there. It was it's smaller than usual, I will say. We're used to bigger, but it's okay. And that was a bar. Yeah, it was a lovely, quiet kind of chills, you know, fucking Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I made my, we made the huge. I made my fucking mac and cheese. Mom's had the stuffing going, the turkey, all that shit. I had Friendsgiving before that with Amy and the Amy squad.
The Amy squad.
Yeah, those are all the people that I started hanging out with and I'm now friends with because of Amy. Amy squad, boop, boop.
I in fact brought nothing because I'm the favorite son, so I don't have to do that.
Whack.
Shut the fuck up.
But I enjoy Thanksgiving. I had fun. We watched some movies. We ate some good food. I've come to the realization that going to Vallarta at 10 o'clock is not a good idea.
Nope.
And so terrible. I'm going to start making us our own bread. We don't have to do that anymore.
You heard that now. It is now officially documented on recording and going to be on the internet for years to come.
Ooh.
Danny, a.k.a. Danko, has promised, specifically said, I will give a testicle if I do not bake bread for us on Thanksgiving next year.
So I can only mess up two times.
There you go. Well, you have one to spare because you could sacrifice one and then still not make the bread because that's your out.
Yeah.
Your out is a testicle.
Yeah.
So the deal is off once we get the testicle. So you could still not make the bread.
Yeah, I'd just be missing a testicle.
You'd just be missing a testicle.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
It is. But you have two for a reason.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I always saw it as like, you know, like arcade lives. You put in your quarter, you press start, you get two lives. Do Rest you in believe arcades. In life after balls?
Mm.
Too soon? Continuing.
No, not yet. Too soon.
Yeah, I had a lovely Thanksgiving. Also did a bachelor party weekend for the homie Brad getting married in February.
Brad.
I will be providing audio and DJing his funeral, wedding. And it was a lovely time, though, to be there with the people that I love. You know, it's always great to, like, spend some time. I'll put it this way. To, like, have Thanksgiving at mom's, you know, over there with you guys. And be like, I used to live here, too. This place is home. And then, like, leave and be in a completely different city in some Airbnb with some other people that I love. And to also have that feeling of like, man, this is my home too, wherever these motherfucking amazing people are at. And then to leave that and then to go like home where I actually stay. And then have that feeling because I'm coming home and Amy's here and fucking I sleep here and my shit's here. It's like, oh, man, I feel at home here too. You know how lovely that feeling is? So like wherever you go, you just like feel like you're at home because of people.
Yes.
I am so thankful for that. Yeah, it's a nice feeling. And I hope that everybody has that feeling in abundance in your life. Because that's a big part of life there, people. Home is where you make it, you know? And for me, the people that I love make home for me. I am home anytime I am with the people that I enjoy being around. Danny, I am home whenever I'm around you, sir.
Oh, thank you.
We could be prisoners of war after the Russians take over by force in 2026. And I could just be like, you know what? I'm about to get my head chopped off, but Danny's here. I'm at home.
Plot twist, I'm working for the Russians.
And thus, the beginning of the Quentin Tarantino movie starring us. That's how it starts.
Yes. Glorious Bastards.
Glorious Bastards. What? No. Quentin, call us. But yeah, it was a lovely weekend. I'm feeling great. You're feeling great. We're kicking ass. Things are coming back for us. We're thriving. We're working. And damn it. We're the Chit Show motherfucking podcast bringing you the chit.
What's up, fuckers?
You know the fucking vibes.
This is going to be a short one.
Yeah. If you didn't notice by our long intro.
It's going to be short. Mm-hmm. But I'm glad I got to have that. Let's jump into the one thing that seems to be dominating the news and what's trending right now, pretty much. I'm not sure, but it looks like Loki season 2 has been announced. Everyone's talking about the Omicron variant. So I'm like, fuck yeah. Loki season two. I'm excited.
We got left on a pretty big cliffhanger anyway.
Yeah.
You know, I would have been surprised if they didn't do a season two.
But so soon, there's another variant of COVID. Didn't we have the Delta? Did we already, don't we go by letters?
Yeah, Delta came out.
So how the fuck did we hit O already?
It happens, Doug.
Was it the Delta variant, like, at the beginning of summer?
No. Yes.
So we already hit all the way from D to O with variants? Interesting. Well, trending in the news now is, of course, again, coronavirus, which isn't surprising. I shouldn't act like it's surprising. Anytime winter comes along, it's always about, like, don't catch a virus. Don't get the flu. Take care of yourselves. Stay warm. You know, don't go murder somebody in the snow and then come back with wet socks and leave the wet socks on. Like, you got to take those off and warm up. Fauci says the Omicron. I keep wanting to say Omicron. I'm just going to say Omicron. That's wrong, just so you know. And all of that was bars. Fauci says the Omicron variant will inevitably appear in the U.S. So, Anthony Fauci, a.k.a. Oh, shit, I can't remember. Anyway, Dr. Fauci, the nation's top infectious disease doctor and the president's chief medical advisor, said on Sunday that it's inevitable that the Omicron variant of the coronavirus will be detected in the U.S. While no cases of the variant have been detected in the U.S. so far, there have been cases detected in Botswana, the U.K., Italy, Germany, Belgium, Israel, the Netherlands, Australia, and Hong Kong. So let's just get to the point of why this is important. How do you protect yourself against this new variant? They, of course, have said to enhance your immune system's capabilities via vaccines, maskings, and all the things that we do and should be doing. So, yeah. Whether or not stricter restrictions are going to come back, I don't know. I haven't seen anything.
No.
We're pretty much under fairly strict-ish rules and regulations right now. Those are in place. You got to have a vaccine card or proof that you've been vaccinated and some sort of item like a credit card or your ID, of course, that has your name on it to show that you are the person that should hold that card. Yeah. That's pretty much it. You have to wear masks inside in most places. Most of the time, people's masks are not in because usually you're inside eating and drinking when you're out, so your mask is off because you're eating and drinking. But, yeah, it doesn't look like we're going to get any new regulations. Doesn't look like we're going to have to go on total lockdown again. I don't know. People are trying to... Now it's basically what's left is convincing those who don't want to get vaccinated to get vaccinated.
Yes.
I feel like most people, if not most... I feel like, if not all, I feel like all the people who want to be vaccinated should be vaccinated by now. Like, if people truly were like, no, I'm fucking getting vaccinated, they've all been vaccinated already.
Mm-hmm. Which we see lower numbers because of it.
Yes.
Percentages aren't really very high, especially with the Omicron variant lurking about, I guess. But even without a booster, most people are like fully vaccinated.
Yeah.
And so we're not going to see a lot of crazy stuff happening, I don't think, in California, because California's always kind of stayed consistent.
Yeah.
It's going to be those other places, you know, the black sheep of the country, I guess you could say.
Oh, the part of the Midwest and the South.
Mm-hmm. We're going to see that a lot. I mean, when it comes to vaccination rates, the white population And most of the Hispanic population are the only ones with low numbers when it comes to vaccinations in general. So
that's because Latinos will just try to drink a 7-Up if they get COVID.
Proven to work.
And put Vicks. Vicks and 7-Up.
That's the wonder drug right there.
Yes, and socks on. No bare feet, socks on. Anyway. Yeah, it's well, it continues. And I was wondering, I was like, when are we going to get another fucking oh shit variant?
Mm-hmm.
So, we've now hit it. It's not in the US yet. Which, of course, surprise, surprise, I wouldn't be surprised for many a reason. If people are going like, oh, why wouldn't you be surprised? Well, it's because we have too many people around here that don't even want to be on lockdown and don't even really want to take measures to try to keep people safe. They just think like, oh, we should just be completely, totally open and free and do whatever we want. And, those are the sorts of decisions that do not protect you from a pandemic.
No.
Ooh, ah. So it is what it is. So be prepared for another variant. Now, I have not caught the Delta variant, so what you got? What you got, OV? What you got on us? See what's up. I got you. I'm vaccinated, bitch. I will bitch slap you. Anyway. Guys, stay safe out there. Stay healthy. Wear masks where you need to. You know, keep being clean. I hope your cleanliness has stayed up. You know, washing the hands. For every single time. Just, you know, when you're out in public and coming in contact with more people, just be a little more on the washing of the hands. And using of the hand sanitizer, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Masks seem to be still be fashionable. So I don't know what the fall winter fashions are for the mask wearing. I'm going to say more like pastels, maybe some rhinestone actions going with that.
Santa's a real mask.
Yeah, I think the graphic masks are going to be a little bit played out because it is the holidays. Everyone and their mom's going to be sporting a fucking graphic mask. So, yeah. Like, I'm going to make the change from my Baby Yoda to probably some bougie fly shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And just, like, strut it out there. You know? And this has been your fashionable mask report.
Thank you.
Very laid back today. yeah, guys, just be safe. Keep kicking that ass. We made it one winter. We can make it again. We can do it again. Just, you know, be safe and stay sound and healthy and cautious and do the damn thing. Stay alive. We like seeing y'all alive. It's kind of nice. So do the damn thing. And that's it. Omicron variant. COVID part, was that 17, 16?
What?
18?
One of them.
It's up
Book
there.
Three? I don't know.
It's like scary movies. They just keep happening. Okay. Well, we're done with that. News and what's trending. That's all we have for news and what's trending. Literally, there's like nothing else to talk about. You know, people are still kind of like, oh, Kyle Rittenhouse. Oh, I think the dudes in the Ahmaud Arbery trial were found guilty.
Okay.
So there was a win.
That's good.
There was a win there. I'm not going to talk too much about it. I don't know if you're like, well, why the fuck ain't you going all in-depth with that? It's because justice was served there, bitches. Which you want me to talk? You want me to go all in-depth on some shit that should have happened?
Yeah, they pretty much signed the document themselves with what they said. So... that's all you really need to know. Their statements pretty much incriminated them. So there's nothing much else.
Yeah. Stop going out and policing people minding their business. We rarely hear the reports of these people going out and policing neighborhoods and actually catching criminals. I'll tell you that much. But whatever. Fucking rotten hell, you motherfuckers. You motherfuckers. Anyway. R.I.P. to Ahmaud Arbery. Rest in power, in peace, in paradise, King. And we continue. Let's move into TV movies. TV movies.
Woo!
So, we've been... I have been excited for Hawkeye. We both have not seen Hawkeye yet, even though Danny caught a glimpse of it and was like, fuck this shit, I hate the world, and I hate this. That's not the
whole
story.
Can't like everything.
It's not the whole story. There's more to it. But it pretty much, that's what I've decided on. We haven't seen it, but there has been some drama surrounding it.
Oh.
In this article by Screen Geek, because I couldn't find any other places, but Marvel fans are boycotting Hawkeye in support of artist David, I don't know if it's Aja or David Aja. I think it's Aja. A-J-A. The ongoing Marvel Cinematic Universe has now expanded with its most chronologically up-to-date installment yet, the brand new Hawkeye series. The Disney Plus series is intended to last 6 episodes, the first 2 of which have already premiered on the streaming platform. With this release, however, some fans are actually beginning to boycott Hawkeye. As it turns out, the series takes inspiration from the 2012 Hawkeye comics from Matt Fraction and artist David... I think it's Aja. David Aja. But fans have become upset with the series because it chooses to use so much of David Aja's work without directly compensating him. The use of David Aja's art style can be seen in both the marketing and the show itself. For example, the official poster for the series is directly inspired by artwork from the comics cover. This goes further, with the episode credits also taking influence from the comic book style. As a result, fans have spoken on social media in an effort to see David Aja credited for his influence on Hawkeye. They do look damn similar.
It is. And it kind of, it's unfortunate. Because Disney owns Marvel, which in turn, we see this a lot in the comic book industry of like, you know, this variant covers and stuff like that and being used because, I mean, at the end of the day, Marvel owns that artwork, which is unfortunate. And that's how the way it is. So I see why people are angry. And you can even see it in the credits and in the intro itself of like the entire art style of David Aja is present in just how it kind of plays out. So, but he has no credit. That's the problem. And he's also not getting paid. Even though like this is his style and you can clearly see it. So yeah, it's unfortunate. And it just goes back to like the whole Disney must pay thing, which Disney needs to pay not only their actors and actresses, but their artists and even artists of comic books that they seem to be taking inspiration of, quote unquote. So yeah, it is very similar, super similar.
Yeah, it really is. And it finishes here. Although David Aja apparently did receive a special thanks credit on the new Disney Plus series, it just isn't enough for some fans, especially considering the artist isn't even getting paid. Of course, it's unclear what kind of details were written into Aja's contract when he worked on the comic book series nearly a decade ago. As a result, Disney might not have any reason to pay the artist or give him any further credit. Although, with the continued disapproval of fans, there's definitely the potential for something to change there. This could be a big step for writers and artists to receive full credit and compensation of their work that continues to influence the MCU and other Marvel projects in past, present, and future. Yeah, I'm a part of the team that is in support of him getting paid. Like, just do it. You're Marvel, a.k.a. Disney. You can afford it. It's the holiday season. Do you know how many people are going to be buying? You know how many people are going to be buying Hawkeye shit, especially now little girls who are going to want some Hawkeye shit. because they see this badass young woman on this show doing badass Hawkeye shit and be like, yo, I want to buy her shit.
Thanks.
Giving money to the artist, pretty easy. Pretty painless financially with how much you're about to make. You can do it, Marvel and Disney. I feel like it's going to happen. Maybe.
Yeah. I don't see why not.
I feel like it's going to happen. They'll shoot him some dough. It won't even be that much, and he'll just get the thank you. They'll change the credit. No special thanks. Maybe just change the credit to just fall out, say, oh, yeah, this art inspired by original artist from the comic book, David Aja. Bam. Mm-hmm. Done. Give him a bunch of money. You're done. It's easy. It's not like you're paying Scarlett Johansson amounts of money to this dude. So anyway, yeah, it created a stir. I don't know. I'm looking forward to it. Danny said he saw 5 seconds and hated it.
I'm going to watch it. Fucking chill. Jesus Christ. I'm the comic book guy. Know your place.
Dang.
All of a sudden, okay. I got picked on in fucking middle school. Don't you dare. I come so far. All of a sudden, everybody wants to watch comic stuff.
You're a
Ooh.
Fucking legend, okay? Don't you forget that. So yeah, that's going to do it for that. I watched Ghostbusters, enjoyed it.
Great.
We saw that on Thanksgiving with Amy's family, and that was great.
Some things to look out for, TV and movie-wise, that I'm really excited for. Fucking, of course, we've said it before, Spider-Man.
Hey!
Spider-Man coming. Spider-Man is there. It's coming.
Batman, Spider-Man.
Yeah, Spider-Man. Fucking Matrix 2 yes. is December 22nd, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Same with The King's Man, if you're a Kingsman fan.
Hey!
Fantastic movie.
Looks dope.
I can't fucking wait. And then Guillermo del Toro is doing Nightmare Alley, which looks really cool. And that's coming out in December, too. So,
guys, December is not super packed, but they got some dope shit coming out, damn it. Oh, is West Side Story coming out, too?
Oh, yeah, West Side Story. Yeah. Woo!
R.I.P. R.I.P. I was going to say, I don't remember his first name. I was going to say Mr. Sondheimer or Sondheim. It's Sondheim. Steven Sondheim? Rest in peace to Steven Sondheim. If you love West Side Story, if you were looking forward to the new one coming out, well, this man is the man behind the lyrics. I saw a comment from somebody on Twitter that said that, like, this is the man that penned the lyrics that made up the first 25 years of my life. So basically, obviously, they were super into musicals. And yeah, he's like a legend. I think there was a quote by Lin-Manuel Miranda saying that like he is the like musical lyricist of musicals, like period.
Mm-hmm.
Stop. Full stop. He actually says full stop. So yeah, that is going to make this movie blow up, of course, I'm sure, even more. It's just the, you know, people want to go pay tribute. Because there is a new West Side Story directed by Spielberg, I believe.
Spielberg.
I think Spielberg is behind this one. So all the people that I know that love West Side Story, most of the people that I know that love West Side Story and musicals are like upset that it's coming out, but they're still going to see it. LOL.
I can't wait to see E.T. in the movie.
Like again?
Yeah, I can't wait to see E.T. because it's a Steven Spielberg movie, so E.T. is going to be in it.
Oh, shut the fuck up. Yeah. That'd be hilarious. Can you imagine if they do put E.T. somewhere in there? Just like
Steven Sondheim, though. Rest in peace.
R.I.P.
West Side Story.
Go
fucking
see West...
Sweeney Todd.
Is that coming out in December, actually, or is that January?
It comes out in December, I believe. Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure. That's a big one that people have... Like we've been to the movies twice in the last month. And pretty much the trailers that I have seen have been for all the movies that we just mentioned. Mainly you just mentioned. So, and it feels like that's it. That's it. There are no other. I haven't seen fucking Fred Claus 3 or
fuck
or Tim Allen as the Santa Claus again or any of that shit. So, look out. The Matrix, man. Man. The Matrix.
I can't wait.
I'm so excited. We have to finish watching The Matrix. Also, actually, it's a nice little... I'm going to point out the segue. I don't give a fuck. Sometimes I hate... I hate pointing out segues, but we're doing it. Speaking of fucking movie watching, man, we've been back on our Bond shit. Mostly you guys, but... back on that Bond shit. We sat down for a viewing of Skyfall, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Which is arguably some people's favorite, I think, of the first three.
I mean, coming off of Quantum of Solace, yeah.
Pretty badass. I wouldn't know. I only know of like the first 20 minutes.
Did you really fall asleep that quickly?
I think it was 30 minutes.
Holy shit. You might as well watch the whole thing from the beginning.
I mean, I saw where he got shot.
It's like the first 10 minutes.
Well, there you go. I got that far.
Holy shit.
And then shit hitting the fan and them getting in touch with him again. And
it...
Yeah. That was maybe 30 minutes.
It was good. It was nice. It's nice to see. I mean, it's just like we've been liking the movie so far, and you know, this is just a continuation. It's exciting. A lot of very good cinematic pieces. This had a lot of shots that are just like, you know, if you saw it in IMAX, it's dope. It's very colorful, and I think Javier Bardem, who plays the main villain, the main baddie, Silva, does an awesome job as like a creepy Bond villain.
Oh yeah, because Bond villains are hella iconic.
Oh yeah,
they're always at some point like in pop culture, being made fun of or parodied or whatever, just because they're fucking dope.
Yeah, and even though he doesn't have like a villain name, you know. He does have like that look of like he has like he looks like a person, and then like even he takes out it's a whole thing where his you see the effects of what MI6 did to him, and he just, you know, he has a motive, which is really nice. And so it's kind of just, it was a good movie, and the ending is fantastic, leading us into Spectre, which I'm excited for. So
we could probably watch that this week.
Yeah, I'm down. Spectre's dope, dude. We get what's his face? Fucking iRobot Man. What is his name?
Will Smith.
No, 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 not that robot. The other robot. I forgot his name. But yeah, Spectre. I hear Spectre's good, and then No Time to Die has just been killing it, I think, in the box office.
Fuck yeah! Ladies and gentlemen, James Bond. 007. That guy. Okay, now anyway. Fuck yeah. I'm excited to not rewatch, but finally watch Skyfall, and then we'll get into the next one. I suck. Moving on. We've got nothing in comic books. I haven't been reading lately, even though Danny hooked me up with the omnibus for the Age of Apocalypse.
I've been knee deep in comic books, but I'm also super behind. So,
okay.
Yeah. Fucking read Nightwing. That's all I have to say.
Read that Nightwing shit, people. And I will get back on my shit soon. There's been some books I need to finish, some books I want to buy. And, yeah, I got some comic arcs to finish. So there's that. Video games. nothing really new to report.
No.
I am still on my Animal Crossing shit.
Still playing Forza. Yep. Trying to beat it. Want to play more retro stuff.
We got to get our Raspberry Pis going.
I know.
Okay.
That'll be a fun project.
Fuck yeah. But yeah, I'm excited to keep doing my shows because one of the things I get to do is set up the fucking Wii with all the retro games on it and see people lose their fucking minds.
Oh, dude, if you have a retro Pi, holy, it's going to be crazy.
Oh, we're going to be
You're going to have all of the video games.
Yep, so set. Oh, I love it. Love it. Moving on. That leaves music.
Yep.
All we have is music. All right. First and foremost, to start off our music thing, I didn't mention this last week, but we saw Gavin Turek. Ooh. The queen herself, Madame Gold. Which was the name of her recent album. Oh. Gavin Turek. Dope. Queen. Beautiful. Talented. Queen.
Disco.
Yes. It was quite the show. We went to the Roxy after we got some ramen. I got to take Amy to Shinsengumi. It was her first time. She is now a Shinsengumi geek. I just made that up. That's what I'm going to call myself now. I'm a Shinsengumi geek.
Thought foodie was bad.
A Shinsen foodie?
Boo!
Eat my ass! We went to Shinsengumi. We had the chicken. We had the musubi. We had some ramen, some peach wine, some Orion beer. It was a wonderful dinner right before heading out to see Gavin Turek at the Roxy. Don't know why my voice changed. Don't ask questions. Just feel it. Just feel this. Keep going. Keep going with the motion in the ocean. We missed the opening act. That's my fault, but she was meeting all the friends and stuff. By the way, she's Digby approved, so we're good. We're good. Like I gave a fuck anyway, but yeah, we're good. Love you, Digby. Went and saw Gavin Turek. Black Party opened up right before her. We caught that set. That was great. And then watched the Queen Gavin Turek basically play most of her new album. She did come out for a encore, and she had band backing her, drums, bass, guitar, and keys. And it was great. She does have a track on the new album with Black Party, who played before her, did come on stage and perform my favorite track that they have together off of her new album. They did two tracks on the new album. They performed the first one. And it was great. She played all my favorite songs. She rocked it. Managed to get the wrong shoe on the wrong foot. After her second costume change. I believe it was. She was in such a hurry and so excited to perform for us that she put the wrong shoes on the wrong feet. Oh. And switched in between two of her songs. It was great. She fucking did a whole entire song, danced and everything with the wrong shoes on the wrong feet. Come on. That's impressive. It was a great show. I highly recommend you guys go see Gavin Turek live. For those of you who don't know who she is a solo artist. She sings like R&B, pop, disco, soul shit. She's a vibe. If you have ever seen Tuxedo and the female backing vocalist for their performances, that is Gavin Turek. She's got the big curly hair. It looks like my hair when it's long and poofy, but an actual beautiful person under it who can sing beautifully. Go check her out, guys. Madam Gold, we actually reviewed it on this podcast, and she's great. And I fucking confirmed it with Amy. We went and saw her live. She's good. She's actually that good. So support her music. Gavin Turek, ladies and gentlemen. Amazing performance. Loved it. Love you, Gavin. Ready to go see her again already. And ready for a new album. And that's that. New music. New music. New music. Bitch.
What do you got, Jack Black?
All right, motherfucker. Music. I'm going to go first, ladies and gentlemen. We have... Now, I didn't get to listen to everything that I wanted to listen to. I just dropped the ball on this last one. I started listening to it, which is The Darkness Motorheart. So far, it sounds good. I like it, but I'm not going to do a full review until I listen to all of it. But
I believe in a thing called love.
Wow.
That's them, right?
That is them. That okay. is them. You are not wrong, sir. All right. Starting off with my singles. Starting off with my singles. Wax Motif. Wax Motif is an artist that I stumbled upon on EDM. Is it edmsauce.com? It's one of these. My EDM plug for new releases. And I saw what I think was like a tech house release and was like, yo, let me check that out. It's called Kualak. Like koala, but with a CK at the end. Kualak. And by Wax Motif. This is a fucking, this is deep vibes. It's a deeper vibe kind of guy. Hmm. I would say more like to deep house, whatever, but I'm wrong about genres. So don't listen to me. But I dug this track. I listened to it before we jumped on Discord because I was like, you know what? I want to see what the EDM sphere has for me. And it had this beautiful jam. So I dug it, and I was like, you know what? We're going to play it. So here it is. Kualak, Wax Motif, the new single. And a little skip, skip, skip-a-roo. Hey. If my mouse loved me. Let's get it.
What's up, fuckers?
You know the fucking vibes.
Hey, hey, you survive. Again, that is Kualak by Mac Wax Motif. Ooh. It's a new single. That tribally vibe. Love it. Albums. Converge. Converge is a band that I had never listened to before. I know friends are into Converge. I've heard Converge being brought up. And it came up on the Metacritic release list, and I was like, you know what? Let's check this out. Now, granted, this is all stuff from last week, except for, I think, that Kualak track. That one's this week. But Converge came out with a new album called Blood Moon 1, which makes it look like they're going to do more albums. And I was like, you know what? Let's check it out. To my knowledge, they were like a metalcore band, like a metal band, hardcore metal, whatever. Which, yeah, duh, metalcore. And, yeah, this was different than what I thought. And the funny thing is actually, typically when I finish an album, tracks by the same artists that are similar start to play. That's what Spotify does. And they played a whole bunch of stuff that I had expected to hear that I did not hear on this thing. This thing is a journey. I'll be honest with you. I got to like track two or three and was kind of like, I don't know where this is going, but I kind of want to keep listening to see where it goes. This album is a journey. It's like a hard rock, metalcore, alternative, like journey. No, it's not even doom metal.
It's gothic metal.
It's not even like that. There were definitely metal moments where you're like, okay, here's the Converge I know. And then it would change into something else. And they had this vocalist, Chelsea Wolfe, all over it.
Icon.
And like, she's all over it. She's on every song. She's credited on every song. And it was like a journey. Like this is why this album feels like there's another one coming. Like, it feels like these albums, or at least these songs in this album, were like a journey, a voyage, an adventure that Converge wants to take you on. And I dug it. So I'm going to play one of the tracks off of it. This one is called, ooh, my mouse just hates me. This one is called, ooh, Lord of Liars. And this is Converge with Chelsea Wolfe off of Blood Moon 1. That is Lord of Liars, Converge, and Chelsea Wolfe off of the new album, Blood Moon 1.
Hell yeah.
It was quite a journey. I was like, dude, this is interesting. I wasn't expecting this from this band. And then finally, ladies and gentlemen, in divorces across the land, I listened to Adele. Her new album, 30.
Slay Queen.
Yes. Yes. This album was dope. This is going to be my pick of the week. I vibed with this whole thing. As I was describing to Amy, it was just like, I knew, okay, all of the memes and everything have obviously pushed this album as like, yo, there's feels. Of course, it's Adele. But I feel like it wasn't too deep in the feels. It wasn't like one-sided with the, oh, you a piece of shit, this, that, and the other thing. I feel like there was an even, you know,
it is
cutting of the feels and who the responsibility lies on.
People need to realize
divvying
that this album is a mature side from previous albums, because, and this is Adele, this is what Adele does. When 19 came out, it was a very immature album. When 21 came out, she really plays with what that age is supposed to feel like in, you know, when it comes to relationships, when it comes to heartbreak, stuff like that. 30 is the mature, I'm skipping 25 because I didn't like that one. But 30 is like this, you know, grown perspective of like, you know, kind of taking both sides of like, yeah, fuck this guy, you know, or fuck this person, this loved one, but also taking responsibility of what she could have done, but also not just making it about like a hopelessness. It's more of an acceptance, and that's what makes this album really good. So
I feel she expressed all of the different emotions with going through, because obviously, like I think I mentioned it, but it's been mentioned before, this album is a divorce album.
Yes.
She sings
divorce,
about
love.
Divorce. And I feel she and I'm not saying this like I know what the fuck divorce is like, because I don't. But I feel like she took care in trying to express all of the different emotions and ups and downs, et cetera, and feelings during such a an experience, you know? Mm-hmm. And it was just, and just like musically, it flowed really well. There are definitely multiple styles of music and genres of music that she jumps into in this album. And I felt like the progression, like everything musically just kind of flowed really well. And I loved her use of like voice memos and personal recordings in this. And it was just great. It was good. I enjoyed it. I had my full attention because I was driving home from the Bachelor weekend, just like, I got to listen to Adele. I haven't listened to this shit. I've heard such good things, and I see why. It's a good album. Check it out, people. She didn't need any features. She don't need no features. This is Adele, bitches.
There is a funny, hilarious video, I don't know if you've seen it, of someone putting a feature on one of the songs with Megan Thee Stallion, and it works so well. It's great. I'll show it to you later.
Awesome. Well, the song that I am going to play is called Oh My God by Adele on the album 30.
What's up, fuckers?
You know the I fucking ain't got vibes?
Too much time to spare. But I'm in time for you to show how much I care. Wish that I would let you break my world.
Bitch, let him know. She letting them know.
Boy, you give good love, I won't lie. It's what keeps me coming back, even though I'm terrified. I know that it's wrong, but I want to have fun.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Oh My God by Adele off of the new album 30. Check it out.
Yes, do. Please do.
And that's all I got. That's all I got, Danny.
Woo.
You're up, my guy.
Well, as I've mentioned before, we've been preparing Untitled Mixtape, of course. And some of the artists that I listen to are people that we've been planning on interviewing in the future.
Fuck yeah.
Friends of 7th, a.k.a. Lewis on the Untitled Mixtape. We have a lot of people from the Bay Area, a lot of really talented people. So I've just been like digging in to all their stuff because that's what I do. I fucking listen to everything. And I'm going to be like Nardwar where I start interviewing them. And they're just going to be like, how the fuck do you know all this? Mace the Messiah is obviously upcoming. The episode will be on the 22nd. I really enjoy this guy, man. He's very talented. Of course, everyone who does music is talented right off the get-go because, you know, they are putting their hearts into these projects. And I respect anyone who can do music because I clearly can't. Mace the Messiah is a rapper from the Bay Area. And he takes a lot of inspiration from when he, you know, from church to soul to R&B, but also likes to just put some bars down. And I've been really enjoying his projects. And this is from his January pack, which he does a lot of packs throughout the months. And it's great. I can't wait to interview this guy with everybody. And I hope we'll have a good time.
Hell yeah, ladies and gentlemen. So we are going to play Rainfall by Mace the Messiah off of his new album, yeah. January's Pack.
Yeah, the rain keep falling on my head. I let the rain keep falling on my head. Let the rain keep falling on my head.
What's up, fuckers?
You know the fucking vibe.
The rain keep falling on my head. Tell me why the rain keep falling. I've been trying to reevaluate decisions. I've been really trying to focus on my vision. I've been struggling, fighting with my commitment. So I'm writing all these bars, hoping you listen. I put this pencil to this paper and get busy. And I don't give a fuck about what a nigga gon' say. I'm still gon' smoke a pound a day anyways. And if they hating, middle finger to the face. A young rose, he done grew up from the pavement.
That is Rainfall by Mace the Messiah off of his new album January's Pack. Danny, you're always in tune with like the newer school conscious rap. No shit.
I have 7th to thank for that. Mace the Messiah, he has an album called Levumo that just came out and he's still making content. So you know, love to see it.
Fuck yeah, Mace and the Messiah. I thought it said mesothelioma at first. So I was like, mesothelioma's making music now? What the fuck?
I'm sure if I made that joke, he would not appreciate it.
But, Mace the Messiah. Yeah. I hope he didn't listen to this episode.
Another artist that, of course, that we're planning on talking to, artists that we're planning on doing interviews in the future with, another friend of Seventh, is Praxi and Denticate. Praxi being the rapper and Denticate being a producer. Shouts out to the follows. Thanks for following us on the new Instagram. But yeah, they have an EP called 93 Sessions, like 1993. And it's great. They are very fast snippets of songs. I love the production. I love the lyrics. And yeah, so I've been digging that and listening to all of those collaborations as well.
A fuck yeah. Well, we are going to play How Often off of 93 Sessions by Praxi Denticate.
I said, watch your mouth and do what you supposed to do. I ain't trying to reach a meal, but you ain't coachable. I remember end up two lobby smoking fools. You could get rolled and know that you are smokable.
What's up, fuckers?
I was in it, I was 0-2. Talk to doctors, I don't know for 2. I guess it's over soon, let go below. Hey, yo. Staring at these stars through these open roofs. Still remember when I broke the news.
That is How Often by Praxi and Denticate.
Yes, yes. So very excited. And then the next two that I listened to, one's an album, one's a single, were recommended by Lorenzo from the
Lorenzo.
Creator of Elementary Clothing. Plug.
Shouts. New drop coming soon. And,
so yeah, off the monthly mixtape, he suggested Kyle Dion, which I've never listened to, an R&B soul artist, and his albums are really upbeat and very dope. I listened to the new album Sassy, and I really liked it a lot. I mean, you've got features from like Duckworth, you've also Carrie Foe in here and Channel Tress, which we've talked about on the podcast before, and it's great. It's a great album. I recommend everyone listen to it. Came out this year, and it's only 45 minutes, so it's really good.
Hell yeah! This is Drip by Kyle Dion featuring Duckworth off of the album Sassy. Yeah.
Dance, baby. I know you can't help it. Dance, baby.
Yeah,
so heavy. Yeah, I know you gon' like it when you come down. You come down. Oh, baby, oh, baby. I see you.
Go what's crazy. Up, fuckers?
I see you, girl. Yeah, you got cheap ass. Then I'm better. Hold on to your jeans. I got one only left. Maybe less. I don't say, baby.
That is Drip by Kyle Dion featuring Duckworth off of the album Sassy.
Yeah.
Good
album.
Vibe and a half.
It's a vibe and a half. Vibe and three quarters.
Ooh.
So.
Okay.
The next one is not an album, but a single. By Saba Abraha. Also recommended by Lorenzo.
Fuck really yeah, Lorenzo. Fuck you. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, fuck that guy. Very chill, very, you know, she's very talented and I really like it, and the single is called Entice and it's got some vibes for sure. It's got some vibes.
Well, you know us and vibes.
Yeah,
we love them. So we gonna play this new single by Saba Abraha, Entice. Okay.
What's up?
I'm not the same, not in the slightest. I know it may seem, but I'm not the same. I get caught in the rain.
Ooh.
When I'm pouring all of me.
Back in the day,
I would have been drowning. Now it's a parade, 'cause I'm not the same. Growing without you, it's a new face.
You say you see,
you see me without you. Funny how things do change. It's not too hard to say.
Hey,
you're not too hard for me.
That is Enticed by Saba Abraha, the new single.
Yeah.
Good shit, my guy. Dang. We did it.
And I've been listening to, surprise, surprise, The Deer Hunter again.
Of course. Are you getting ready for another episode?
Oh, my God. So I've had this idea for the Channel Orange Frank Ocean to create an audio companion. The problem is I have nor the money, or Frank Ocean is not my friend, to do an audio companion. For those who don't know, audio companions are when you kind of blend the album together with the episode, or with a video, so people can listen along. So I've been making unofficial audio companions with the Deer Hunter episodes we did. Shouts out to the Listening Room.
Hey.
Our most listened to episodes. And I've made Act 1 and Act 2 of the Deer Hunter into audio companions that no one will be able to hear officially.
Aha.
And I've been sending it to people, and people love it. And it sparked an idea. And it also, I came across an announcement that the Deer Hunter is coming back with their new album, Anti-May.
Nice.
Which the entitled mixtape, hopefully, are going to go see them perform the new album, Anti-May, on March 4th, so that we can do a Listening Room episode on it. And the album isn't out yet. They're going to perform it at this tour. And I'm going to get like, we're probably going to go to the Lodge Room in LA to go see the Deer Hunter perform Anti-May. And, I'm super excited.
Hell
I'm so excited to go see the Deer Hunter live. And if you haven't listened to the Deer Hunter, I cannot stress enough, listen to Act 1 through 4 of the Deer Hunter's story. It is amazing. And we did like a whole in-depth thing about each act, and we had so much fun doing it. So super excited.
So we have to figure out a way to get you to meet the Deer Hunter so that you can get permission to do these audio companions. That's what you're telling me.
Pretty much. I have to meet Casey Crescenzo and go, hey, I really love your music. I'm a big fan. We did these episodes. but yeah, I mean, that would be great. That would be amazing.
There you go. That's our goal, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to make it happen, damn it.
Yes. Yes.
We are going to do it.
Fingers crossed. Yeah, March 4th, new album by Deer Hunter coming out. We're going to go see them live.
Bah, bah, bah. So. Fuck yeah. Look out for it, ladies and gentlemen. And of course, that's going to be for future episodes. Danny's, of course, going to go in depth with his review of that album. But for the music that we just played, you can listen to it in our playlist on Spotify, hey? The Chit Show Podcast. Make sure you search for it. Filter the results by profiles and follow the Chit Show Podcast profile. You can follow our podcast on Spotify, but make sure you follow our actual profile as well, and you'll get access to all of the playlists that we feature, or all the playlists that we create that feature all of the music that we play in each episode. And like, yeah, share it with your friends and shit. Why not? You know? And while you're at it, following things on Spotify and the internet and shit, make sure you're following us on social media at Chit Show Podcast. Again, that is at Chit Show Podcast on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And of course, you need to follow all of us individually. And by all of us, I mean just us two. All of us. That's funny. Danny is The Real Danko on Instagram, at The Real Danko. He's also Bulldozer Danko, at Bulldozer Danko on Twitter and everything else. Twitch.tv/BulldozerDankle is the Twitch handle. Make sure you follow his shows and check out his lives. They're great. He's coming back, damn it. It's great to see. Of course, as he mentioned, you guys want to follow one of the other amazing podcasts on our network, just newly reborn. That is the Untitled Mixtape. Untitled Mixtape Podcast on social media at Untitled Mixtape Podcast. They have all your music needs. We just go over the music every week. They go in depth into the music, have great conversations about it.
We cut that bitch open, and yeah, we look at every goddamn lyric, and we just yell at it.
They obsess.
We scream at it.
They definitely obsess.
Yes.
Yeah. So, yes. And you want to watch them as their lives crumble before your eyes. So definitely go check this out. Go follow them on social media. Follow us on social media. And again, follow me. Follow me on social media at IamDJBrute, at IamDJBrute, or follow my SoundCloud with all my music and mixes and stuff, soundcloud.com/IamDJBrute. Also, www.DJBrute.com.
Leo will be with us too one day.
Eventually. Whenever they're ready to have me on, I will be there.
Yep.
I rarely turn down an invite. Rarely.
Rarely.
Only if I have stuff that I already have planned, like a contract for an event that I have.
And then we blacklist him because he said no.
Exactly. This is exactly what will happen. And Lord knows that I cannot live through life not being able to do things. What? I can't go out and be on people's podcasts? Oh,
fuck.
No.
Fuck.
My life, oh, woe is me. I must stay here in my room. Oh, no. Anyway. Follow, guys. The chit show's doing its damn thing. The Untitled Mixtape is coming back, and they always do a great job. I think they have the biggest following of all the podcasts, to be honest. And it's not because Lorenzo has a bunch of Teeny Bopper fans, because he's a dancer. Because he's a super hip freaking dance instructor. You fucking swaggy bitch. Whatever. Fuck you, Lorenzo. I hate you because I loathe you because I'm jealous of you. I'm just kidding. I love Lorenzo. I love Lewis. I love Danny. I love that podcast. Check them out. And yeah, guys, keep doing the damn thing. This is a short one.
Yeah.
An hour and 12, hour and 13 minutes. Fuck yeah. We hope that your Thanksgiving was wonderful. We hope that your holiday season is beautiful. Just a quick reminder, if you'd like to donate to a wonderful charity, check out Packin' the Love. Packin' the Love is Amy's charity, and it's fucking Finams. They just had... Did I mention that event? Amy, did I mention that event? Are you still awake? No. Danny, do you remember me mentioning...
I remember it, yeah. Well, no, you've never mentioned
the event.
No, you've never have.
I didn't. Okay, so we recently did an event at Corky's Auto in Quartz Hill. And it was this dope fucking art crawl where they had a bunch of like local vendors and like people who have shops and stuff and like art creations. And it was really cool. And they had they invited me to DJ, which was like an honor and stuff. I didn't DJ much. I just DJed in between all the other amazing local music acts that performed. They had the Westbound 66 Trio. They had Janelle Crampton and the Lesbian Barbecue, Rogue, Jimmy Long. It was great. There was a lot of talented people in the house, and it was an honor to be a part of it. And basically, it was a way to showcase a lot of the vendors while taking in money for charity. And then the charity is Packin' the Love, which is an annual fundraiser that takes place September through December. Money raised goes towards putting together bags filled with comfort items for cancer patients, such as non-scented lotion, beanies, scarves, socks, chapstick, peppermint tea, and more. They are delivered to local cancer treatment centers the week of Christmas to bring some joy and love to those going through one of the toughest battles during the holiday season. We have people in our family who've been affected by cancer. We know people who have, you know, gone through the battle and come out. I know people who have gone through the battle and not come out. So, you know, cancer sucks. Cancer sucks. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, do your part. So if you want to give to a charity, give in to Packin' the Love. I believe it is at Packin' the Love on Instagrams. There she is. Yep, It's at Pack in the Love. Pack in the Love on Instagram. Donate, motherfuckers, because I said so. And also make sure you're following the One More Round series shit. They are actually the ones who hosted the Pack in the Love event. And they have a dope songwriter series. I've talked about it here. They do it at Lucky Luke. And they've got some big things coming. And they're growing. And they brought a lot of talented people. So check it out. Follow them at One More Round Series. Make sure you're following us. Make sure you're following all the people that we say to follow. Make sure you follow all the people that you love and have a project going on. Support them. Give them the likes. Give them the views. All that shit. And yeah, as always, love yourselves. Love the people in your life. Love those that love you. Love life just because. Remember your mental health, emotional health, physical health, all that shit. We'll see you next time, ladies and gentlemen. Happy holidays. Keep it pimping, pimping. Peace and love. The card is on. Hey! Danny, you're the fucking man, man.
You are too.
We love you all. Thank you for supporting. Take care of yourselves. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Hey, simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
What's up, fuckers?
You know the fucking vibes.